Skies the color of lead greet us with a gentle rain as we begin our hike along Juniper Creek Trail. It's a winding, gently sloping trail in the Blackwater River State Forest, tucked into the wild northwest corner of Florida.
The outstanding feature of this trail is that it parallels Juniper Creek.
That's Ed Williamson, a spry retiree who volunteers with the Florida State Trail Association.
And at times you walk right along the bank of Juniper Creek, and it's pretty scenic. There's also an area where there's some high bluffs that you can look down on the creek.
Pretty unusual for Florida, right?
Yes.
Blackwater River State Forest is a survivor. It's what a lot of Florida used to look like. It boasts at least four sandy bottom rivers with practically no development crowding their shores. Those high bluffs looming some 60 feet above the creek look more like canyons from the Mountain West than something you'd find in Florida. Vernon Compton is with the Gulf Coastal Plain Ecosystem Partnership.
Now we're going to be walking through some places where the trees are 60, 70, 80 years old.
The partnership is dedicated to spreading the word about restoring the dwindling longleaf pine habitat, which used to cover millions of acres throughout the Southeast. Tall and rangy with an easy smile, Compton's the kind of man who seems more at home on the trail than cloistering in some office.
In this landscape, we have more than 50% of the remaining old-growth longleaf pine that's left in the entire world. There's not much left, so to have that much in one place, and you learn a lot of lessons from that when you actually look at the system where the trees are 300, 400, 500 years old.
This property, more than anything I've seen, gives hope of what's possible for rewilding and reconnecting the different islands of habitat that are still remnants throughout Florida and throughout the southeastern U.S.
Expedition founder Carlton Ward Jr. calls this expanse of northwest Florida one of the most diverse environments on Earth, rivaling even that of rainforests. And with its connections to the Conecuh National Forest in Alabama to the north and the half-million-acre Eglin Air Force Base to the south, it's the linchpin in one of the largest wildlife corridors in the state. But being home to the biggest military bases in Florida can have its drawbacks. I asked one of the people paddling with the expedition on Blackwater Creek how he feels about the racket.
It's pretty loud around here, doesn't it?
When the C-130s are flying, they're not much higher than that, and sometimes even lower than that. If you're up at a campground at night, or if you're paddling on the waterways here, you know, it's not enjoyable to listen to that crap.
Helicopters on training runs from nearby Whiting Field Naval Air Station are a constant presence here. I heard them swoop by every 15 minutes or so. But those bases are essential for keeping development at bay. Expedition leader Mallory Likes-Dimmitt and Carlton Ward say they've become an essential part of wildlife corridors here.
I have heard so much about Eglin Air Force Base, and I didn't really know what to expect, but when you're hiking on the Florida Trail through Eglin, you know, it's unbelievably like any other part of the trail. It is, it's hard to know that you're actually on an Air Force Base, except for it's rumbling in the background, which is kind of distantly away, and lots of signage when you cross on. You know, they have a special permit system that's been worked out there.
We're hiking along the Florida National Scenic Trail on the first day, and the bombs are just going off to the left. And that's maybe a little disheartening if you don't know the backstory, but when you realize those bombs and those activities that have enabled the creation and maintenance of that trail with the trail volunteers, it all comes together in an interesting working partnership. And I think the military is probably one of the best partners into the future to continue expanding the lands that they need to preserve their mission and that the bears and other wildlife need to survive as well.
Thursday, they'll paddle down the Perdido River on the Alabama state line and hold their final event at Fort Pickens State Park near Pensacola on the Gulf of Mexico. That is, as Dimmitt and fellow expeditioner Joe Guthrie told the crowd at their final group paddle, if Mother Nature cooperates.
That's our goal. We've got to time it right with the tides and the open water crossing, and all goes well, we'll be there at 5 p.m.
It's inevitable we'll have some strange weather event.
So
be prepared for that.
Yeah, there will be a storm of the century on Thursday. It's going to be really funny.
And that will be the final steps in their nearly 1,000-mile journey. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Support for Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Reports comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.